New daily cases in the province ranged this week between a high of 9,571 and a low of 3,301. A spokeswoman for Ontario's health minister recently announced that children born in 2017 will have to wait for their fifth birthday to be eligible for a COVID-19 vaccine. Alexandra Hilkeen says that guidance, a shift away from the rules that were in place when Pfizer-BioNTech's pediatric COVID-19 vaccine was approved for use in kids aged 5 to 11 in Canada last month, will remain in place for the time being. Here's the latest on new cases in Algoma as of 2:45 p.m. Algoma Public Health has not reported any new cases of COVID-19. The latest cases of the virus in the region were reported yesterday. Here are the latest COVID-19 numbers from Algoma Public Health, updated at 4 p.m. on December 23, 210,592 tested, 1,718 confirmed, 251 active cases, 5 currently hospitalized, 1,467 resolved, 19 deceased. Algoma Public Health is reporting that recent results from additional laboratory testing have detected the following variants of concern in Algoma: B1.1.7, Alpha, first detected in the UK, B1.617.2, Delta, first detected in India, P1, Gamma, first detected in Brazil, B1.1.529, Omicron, first detected in South Africa. Total confirmed cases by area of residence, 1,531 in Sault Ste. Marie and area, 131 in Central and East Algoma, 39 in Elliott Lake and area, 17 in North Algoma. Comparatively, in Chippewa County, which covers Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, and surrounding area, the COVID-19 data as of December 22 states 4,996 cumulative positives, 4,339 cumulative recovered, 65 deaths, 8 cases currently hospitalized. Latest cases in local schools, as of 10:30 a.m. December 24, ADSB, Blind River Public School, 1 confirmed staff case, Boreal French Immersion Public School, 4 confirmed student cases, Isabel Fletcher Public School, 1 confirmed student case, Parkland Public School, 1 confirmed student case, 1 confirmed staff case, Pinewood Public School, 10 confirmed student cases, R.M. Moore, 1 confirmed student case, Superior Heights Collegiate and Vocational School, 1 confirmed student case, Thessalon Public School, 4 confirmed student cases, HSCDSB, St. Mary's College Separate School, 2 confirmed student cases, CSPGNO, École Publique Echo des Rapides, 1 confirmed student case. Here's the latest on COVID-19 vaccinations in Algoma. Algoma Public Health is continuing in Phase 2 of Ontario's three-phase vaccine distribution program. As of 12:45 p.m. on December 23, 214,899 total doses of COVID-19 vaccines have been administered, now including third doses for those eligible. 47.9% of children 5 to 11 have received at least one dose, 82.5% of youth 12 to 17 have received at least one dose, 97,048 people have received at least one dose, 82.4% of the population or 86% of the eligible population, 90,111 people have received two doses, 27,737 people have received three doses. APH reported cases this week. Cases 1,571 to 1,595 were reported on the evening of December 17. APH also reported the region's 18th COVID-related death in this update. Cases 1,596 to 1,615 were reported on December 18. Cases 1,616 to 1,630 were reported on December 19. Cases 1,631 to 1,637 were reported on December 20. Cases 1,638 to 1,656 were reported on December 21. Cases 1,657 to 1,697 were reported on December 22. Cases 1,698 to 1,718 were reported on December 23. The region's 19th COVID-related death was also included in this update. Local bar owner waves white flag due to COVID-19 pandemic. Ryan Byrne temporarily closes Shooter's Downstairs Lounge, lays off staff as COVID-19 cases spike in Sault Ste. Marie. APH changes COVID case, Contact management to focus on those most vulnerable will focus local case and contact management efforts on highest risk settings only. Sports store feels pinch caused by COVID restrictions. Others not so much. Federal government announced Wednesday that it will temporarily expand eligibility for COVID support programs. Education workers wonder why they weren't offered rapid COVID tests alongside students. Unions representing teachers and other education workers in Ontario say their members should have received rapid COVID-19 tests to use over the holidays along with students. Algoma and Manitoulin businesses to receive funding for COVID-19 building upgrades. The Ontario government is providing $1.5 million toward renovations to help businesses meet COVID-19 public health guidelines. SAH to provide monoclonal antibodies to help high-risk patients fight COVID. Monoclonal antibodies attached to spike protein of the COVID-19 virus to prevent the virus from entering and infecting healthy cells. Watch. Feds announced temporary expansion of worker lockdown program eligibility. Government expands definition of lockdown, so those impacted by capacity-limiting restrictions will be eligible to apply for assistance. GFL clinics will offer Moderna for third vaccine dose. There is adequate supply of Moderna vaccine for adult third doses, and clinics will continue to run at full capacity. Algoma Public Health urges public to get booster doses as Omicron variant looms. More than 20,000 Algoma residents have received a third dose of COVID-19 vaccine so far. Local NDP candidate wants more COVID-19 tests for the Sault. Michelle McCleave Kennedy says there is a clear need for free rapid antigen tests locally as COVID-19 numbers remain high in Algoma Public Health region. Ontario's nursing shortages, critical, as Omicron ramps up. Nurses Association. Registered Nurses Association of Ontario said shortages have been going on since before the variant, mostly because of their fight against the Ontario government's Bill 124. Children over the age of 3 months who require COVID test to be swabbed at assessment center. Staff at the assessment center are qualified to perform pediatric COVID-19 testing. Capacity limits are back. Here's what you need to know. Social gatherings limited to 10 people indoors, 50% capacity at indoor public settings among the changes in effect Sunday. Ontario announces stricter public health measures to combat Omicron variant. New gathering limits went into effect Sunday, December 19. COVID-19. Canada reinstates molecular test for all cross-border travelers, including short trips. Pre-arrival tests must be taken outside of Canada.